Well, it is well known that you have developed many really new ideas in general relativity. It is also well known that you also always coined not only ideas but also good names for the ideas. Do you consider this fact as important for?
Very old idea in mankind that if you can name something, you can somehow get control of it. And even the doctors have convinced us that we should pay them for giving names to our diseases. But it's part of a larger thing, it seems to me, which I notice so much not only in Bohr and Einstein, but also in Pauli. Pauli once put it in these words, "What is the wit of it?" Which was what he meant was, what's the central point of it? And if one could not state the central point in two or three words or a sentence, then one did not really understand it. And it seems to me so central that way to look for an idea that can be stated in a simple phrase. My country, there is a great deal of interest in advertising. It's not looked down upon, but people take an amused interest in it. And there is one very famous advertising man called Ogilvy, O-G-I-L-V-Y, who wrote a book called The Confessions of an Advertising Man. But he tells there about how one of his most important duties in helping to advertise some company's product was to find out, to make that company think out for itself what it stood for. And the most famous is the Avis company, which rents automobiles. And he forced them to think out for themselves what did they have to offer when there was a bigger company, the Hertz company, that also offered to rent automobiles. And finally they came out, "We try harder. We try harder." And that was the slogan of the Avis company. And it had a great psychological effect to the people who worked for the company.
Yeah.
Because they felt, we try harder.
Yeah.
And in some way I think that it has a magic about it.
Yeah.
When I watched in our meeting today, people making notes on what the speakers say, I finally concluded that every one of us wants to be a magician, and he thinks that somehow by getting these magic formulas, he can do what the Merlin, the magician, used to do in the old days with his magic incantations and his magic formulas to make magic happen. But part of the magic is finding a simple word.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for bringing us nearer to understanding of what magic without magic means. Well, of course, conservatives probably do not welcome such new names as black hole or mass without mass or charge without charge and so on. But I would like to ask you about a better type of conservatism. Well, I have here with me a little booklet by Josef Čapek. The title is Written Into the Clouds. And Josef Čapek, that was the painter and the writer, and the man very similarly deep as his very well-known brother Karel Čapek. Now, in this booklet, it's written that the only apology for a cultural conservatism is concerned that nothing that we have learned about the world should be diminished and that nothing should be lost. Well, probably the same can be said about science. What do you think about scientific conservatism? And what do you think about fashion in science?